Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchise entrepreneurs of all in one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Ben Davis, the president of Enhanced Revolutionary Wood Renewal. And Enhanced Revolutionary Wood Renewal is an innovative, affordable cabinet and floor renewal service that renews your wood cabinets and floors without the dust, inconvenience, and fumes associated with traditional refinishing methods. And that's coming right up on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand? The opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com. Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Big mouth!
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchipreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Ben Davis, who is the president of the Enhanced Revolutionary Wood Renewal Franchise Opportunity. And Enhanced Revolutionary Wood Renewal is an innovative, affordable cabinet and floor renewal service that renews your wood cabinets and floors without the dust, inconvenience, and fumes associated with traditional refinishing methods. Hey, Ben, how you doing today? Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Marty. Doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, Ben. Thanks for coming on the show. You know, when I first heard about you guys, I said we knew we had to have you on the show because this is definitely something different. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from Logan, Utah, one of our – we have two headquarters for the company, one in Nashville, one here in Logan, and the Enhanced team is based here in Logan. I also have on the phone with me one of our great franchise owners. I always think it's best that people hear it from the horse's mouth, not to call Rick a horse, but he's Rick Nance.
That's funny. Hi, Rick. How you doing? It's funny because, you know, that's not our tagline, but, you know, we always say we're asking the franchipreneur who owns one, you know, so guys like Rick. So we really appreciate having you on the show as well, Rick. It's great to have you. So I guess I'll start off with you first, Ben, and, you know, maybe if you could just tell us a little bit about what you were doing before joining Enhance.
Sure. I've been in franchising for quite some time. I was with a before joining Enhance, I was actually here with Harris Research, which is the parent company of Enhance. We have two brands, and I was working on the other brand, which is ChemDry Carpet Cleaning, and running there. I was the VP of Franchise Development and then was with a couple other franchise concepts before that. But I've been running the Enhance brand for just a little over 4 years now.
That's fantastic. And how about you, Rick? I mean, what were you doing before becoming a franchisee? Is this your first time owning a franchise?
No, actually, I had been part of the Kendrite franchise system in the late 70s through the 80s. We sold out in, back in the early 90s. I pursued some other interests, but then when I heard about the enhanced franchise opportunity, we were on board pretty quick.
That's great. What was it about enhanced, Rick? I mean, you know, it was my wife and I were recently at the franchise show at the Jacob Javits Center. I guess it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they got a really nice turnout this year. But you know, she was surprised at, you know, how many franchises and how many people were there. And she asked, you know, how does one decide on what franchise to go with? I mean, there's just so much out there today, isn't there? So what was it about enhanced that you said, you know, I want to be a franchisee with this system?
Well, I think the number one thing was just the uniqueness of the product and how enhanced
mm-hmm.
works. I think that's what caught me. You know, first, which is how really truly great this system was in restoring floors and cabinets, and we had having been franchise owners before, we just liked the Harris Research team and what they had to offer, and so it was an easy decision for us based on those two things basically. So
that's great. What about the history of the company, Ben? How would you describe the background of
So, you know, Harris Research had a very strong history of franchising. Kendrite, you know, they built Kendrite to be the largest carpet cleaning franchise system, or largest actually carpet cleaning company in the world. And it was kind of around 2001 or so that they started thinking, what are the other services that we might offer, maybe under the Kendrite brand, but maybe as becoming a multi-concept franchisor. And so they beta tested several different concepts. You know, tile and stone cleaning, stone floor polishing, things like that.
Right.
And they really felt like there was this opportunity for, you know, people that had wood floors. We were walking over a lot of wood floors to get the carpets that we were cleaning. People that had wood floors really didn't have a lot of options. They were kind of on two extreme ends of the spectrum. You could either, if you didn't like the way they looked, you could either, you know, just kind of clean them and maybe put some wax on them or something, or you had to go all the way to the extreme and have them sanded, which is pretty, you know, invasive, a lot of dust and odors. And as one customer said, their cereal didn't taste the same for 2 weeks after they had their floor sanded and refinished.
Right.
And so you can sand them or you can replace them. And they just felt like in between those two kind of extreme ends of that spectrum, there must be an opportunity for good maintenance, you know, a professional maintenance service of wood floors. And they did some market studies and realized that a lot of people really just didn't know what to do. You know, they had been using grandma's old recipe of, you know, a gallon of water and 2 tablespoons of lemon juice and a dash of Tabasco sauce or whatever to clean the floors, you know, and they just didn't really know what to do with them. And so they kind of pioneered this process where we're not refinishing, we're not sanding down to the grain level. What we're kind of doing is repairing and refinishing and then rebuilding the existing finish. And so because of that, we can do it without a lot of the dust and mass and odors that are common to, you know, traditional floor maintenance. And then that really evolved in, you know, we started out really 100% focused on floors because we were, you know, a spin-off of a flooring maintenance service, Kendrite. And we've got very innovative, creative, resourceful franchisees that, you know, once they kind of started seeing all the amazing results we could create on floors, they said, well, hey, there are a lot of other wood surfaces in the home. And so today, cabinets actually represent, and what we can do on cabinets, our cabinet services represents about 75% of our business. So we've kind of gone through this evolution. We do a lot of cabinets. Sometimes we're just restoring the cabinet where, you know, it's got some water damage under the sink, you know, where it's kind of been, or the towels, wet towels have been hanging, or in the bathroom vanity where for the past 20 years the kids have been flipping their toothpaste juice on it, you know, and it just kind of crackles and ages. Sometimes we just restore that. But then we do these drastic color changes as well, where we can make a kind of a tired old honey oak or something like that. It look like an entirely new species, like a mahogany or a Brazilian cherry or something like that.
It was a
some pretty strong testimonials when I was on the website the other day, you know, and I was reading about you guys. And there's lots of different scenarios. You can see why someone would want to use your service. What really stood out when I first heard about you guys, Rick, was the relationship that you guys now have with Home Depot. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that, because I thought that was very interesting.
Well, the Home Depot, I think, has been a great opportunity for franchise throughout the country, in that it apparently 80% of people that are looking for a home improvement start at the Home Depot.
Right.
And so, you know, the Home Depot is full service, and so to add the enhanced process to part of their services for kitchen and bath remodeling was a big boost, I think, for enhanced, and certainly for I think the Home Depot fit into, I think, their program that they were trying to put together. So as far as being able to offer that third tier service, I think was a boost certainly for them and certainly for Enhance as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, go ahead, Ben. Did you want to say something?
Well, you know, Rick is one of our franchise owners that has just a few Home Depot stores in his area. And, you know, some of our stores are very high-producing. Others are less. So Rick, a very small percentage of Rick's business comes from the Home Depot, which is great, because we want to build the brand independent of the Home Depot. But as Rick said, they're a great marketing partner for us. And we have a lot of franchisees that, you know, when the economy kind of turned and certainly home improvement services were hit pretty hard, we you know, somewhat fortuitously launched our program within the Home Depot, right, as things, you know, kind of started to take a downturn. And so for a lot of franchisees, it's been a real business saver for them, you know, where they as revenues may have dropped off in a more difficult economy, the Home Depot has come in and replaced that. Rick has taken a great approach in that he has, you know, kept his business going and growing and year-over-year growth in a very difficult time, really kind of independent of the Home Depot. But yeah, they're a great marketing partner for us, and you know, add a degree of legitimacy to the service and the category and the brand. They love the fact that they can market, kind of the marketing tagline with them is replace, reface, renew. So you can replace your cabinets, you can use their refacing service to reface your cabinets, or you can use Enhance to renew and update the look of your cabinets. And they like having that line structure where they can offer their customers more options than anyone else. And I think the other thing they really love about it is, you know, with a lot of the popular media outlets today, you know, on everything from the Learning Channel to HGTV to the DIY Network, everyone's watching these shows, and they have these expectations that because of kind of the way these shows are promoted, that, you know, these massive projects should be able to be done in, you know, 2 to 3 days for $500, you know, remodel your entire house or something.
Exactly.
And the truth is, they're somewhat irrational expectations, And so Home Depot has customers all the time coming into their design center saying, well, hey, I watched this show and I'd like to do this, and, you know, and I've got family coming over in 10 days, and so if we could have it done by then, that'd be great, and here's the, you know, $2,000 or $4,000 I've saved up for the project. And what do you say to that customer? Because the truth is, an average remodel takes, you know, 60 to 90 days, if not more. And you know, an average kitchen remodel is even for a small kitchen, it's going to be $15,000-$20,000. So they love that they have this service offering with Enhance, where, you know, we're traditionally a third to maybe a fifth of refacing or new cabinets. And Rick, on average, you know, for a typical kitchen, what's your turnaround time? How long does it take you to do a complete kitchen?
Yeah, most kitchens will take us, if it's just what we call a classic renewal, just restoring the existing cabinetry to look new again. That's a one-day job. Most of our more dramatic color changes or color shifts, where we just change the color a little bit, not necessarily overly dramatic, those are a couple days, maybe three tops. So the turnover time is pretty quick to get a brand new look in a kitchen. So, as I said, the turnaround time is relatively quick, and it just opens up a great opportunity for folks to get something done but not have to wait weeks. And certainly, you know, built into that is the no mess, the no dust, the no smell, all those good things that go
right.
along with redoing a kitchen. But again, less hassle and makes it easier for people to make that decision.
Absolutely. So, how many locations are there now, and you know, where is the brand expanding?
We have 207 franchises
uh-huh.
now. 15 of those are in Canada, and the rest here in the United States.
Uh-huh.
We really continue to see consistent growth, you know, throughout the country. We've taken a little bit different marketing strategy for our franchises recently. You know, in the past, it's kind of been wherever we have the interest and wherever we have the candidates from, that's who we've kind of sold to. And we haven't done a lot of geo-targeting for our franchise sales. But because we have, you know, several large markets where there are a lot of Home Depot stores and we don't have any representation, or we're very underrepresented, meaning we have, you know, maybe one or two franchisees covering way too many stores for them. And we have a commitment to Home Depot to build that coverage out. We've been really geo-targeting our franchise sales to some specific markets, like the L.A. area, Detroit, Houston, Dallas, Miami, and are having good success with doing that. So, but we've got territories available in just about every state, and a lot of growth opportunity.
And speaking of the territories, Ben, I mean, what do you look for in your franchisees? I mean, what is it about, you know, guys like Rick that stand out and make him a great franchisee to your system?
Well, Rick's heard me say this before, so it won't come across as too big of a surprise for him. But if I could clone Rick, I'd do it over and over and over. I mean, Rick represents a pretty good ideal for us. And it's, you know, the system can work for – we have franchisees from really diverse backgrounds. We have some that are you know, have other very large service organizations, and this is kind of a plug-in to that, you know, cabinet shops, installation shops, things like that, that are across multiple states that own enhanced franchises because this
mm-hmm.
is a great add-on service to them. But, you know, someone that has you know, I wouldn't call it blue collar. I wouldn't call it white collar. I would call it kind of open collar. We're not looking for the hobbyist, if you will. You know,
right.
we're not looking for the person that, if someone that just says, "Hey, I love working with my hands and I love working with wood." You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But
right.
But we are looking for business builders. We're looking for someone like Rick that, you know, in the area that he's in, it's a relatively small from a population standpoint area compared to some of our larger metropolitan areas. But he does a fabulous job of maximizing market share down there. Goes after, you know, all the different verticals that we have. He has, you know, we want people that. When we personality profile our franchisees, and we've asked our top franchisees to take, you know, some of the multi-dimensional personality tests, and then some of our franchisees that were not as successful, and really the attributes that seem to tease out as the most important are the assertiveness, the want to engage people socially. I mean, if we were there in the studio with you and you saw Rick, you'd say, "This is the guy that I want to have show up at my house
right.
to give me an estimate on these types of services," because it's, you know, natural confidence has a lot of backbone about here, we're going to take care of you, we're going to deliver a great service to you. So we love people that have some sort of sales, marketing, labor management, you know, that they've managed crews before and that have run a business. Rick's run a few different businesses, and so he knows, you know, he and his wife, Lynn, are great partners. She kind of handles the back office stuff, and they know how to run their business by the numbers. You know, they're good at all the sales and the marketing stuff, but they're also very good at not just working in the business, but working on the business. And so that's kind of the profile that we look for.
Yeah, no, it's well said. And Rick, what do you like about franchising. Obviously, you have this appreciation for franchising. You've been involved in it for some time now. And, you know, a lot of our listeners, we call them aspiring franchipreneurs. You know, they have it in this idea that, you know, they want to get into franchising. So what do you like most about franchising?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the support that we get from Ben and his team.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was huge. I mean, we've looked into other businesses over the years, too. And one thing I always found lacking was, you know, they might set you up and they might get you going, and there's some sort of support, but I don't think to the level that Enhance and Ben and his team offers franchisees. I mean, they're there with you every step of the way. And so if you get stuck, there's somebody to call. If you need some marketing questions, there's somebody to call. And they get back to you. We have monthly calls on all the facets of the business, marketing, just general operations, sales, and tech calls. Every week there's a different call. And I think that's just huge. And that's what I think, you know, the biggest thing for me about franchising, and particularly Enhance and Harris Research, is the support that they offer you. There's somebody there every step of the way. And not just from Ben and his team, but even the franchisees in the system over the years. You can just call pretty much anybody, and they're more than willing to help. They'll help you with any idea that they have, work you through a problem. And for me, that family atmosphere was just huge. And so I just think it's a big deal from the standpoint of being a franchise owner and having a franchisor that is there every step of the way. So that's been a real delight, actually, over the years that we've been involved. So that's, I think, the biggest thing. It's just the support.
Yeah, and I think it's well said. You know, we've heard the cliche on the show so many times, being in business for yourself, not by yourself, you know, and absolutely. So I think it was a great way you answered the question. So what's a typical day like then for you, Rick? I mean, from, I guess you could say, morning till, I guess, like the end of your day, if you could paint the picture.
Well, typically what we do is, you know, I'm up early. I get in and I start. I check any emails and you know, just the general business stuff. Usually a couple hours before my techs show up.
Mm-hmm.
I get my techs started. You know, make sure everybody knows what they're doing and where they're going and what their expectations are for that particular job on that particular day. And then I do all the sales. So my day is spent, you know, usually from about, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock. I'm on the road. I'm going to homes, giving estimates, you know, talking to people about what it is we do. Then I'll stop by Home Depot, touch bases with the associates in the Home Depot store. I try to do that once or twice a week if I can. And then you know, basically get back to my office. Again, do follow-up calls. You know, just working on the business, making sure that our customers know we're still there, and just being able to, you know that our service is available, and we do a lot of that, just basically
right.
working on our business to get things going. So that's my day. I mean, it's just basically sales, follow-ups, and you know, just working on the details.
And I bet the day goes by pretty fast, doesn't it, Rick?
It goes by pretty quick. I'm getting old too, so maybe it's going too fast. I don't know.
Is that what it is? So, Ben, back to you. You know, what are some of the future goals, Ben, for Enhance?
Well, you know, one of our biggest challenges is that we have an incredible story to tell. We have an incredible value proposition for customers. We can deliver these phenomenal results. You know, it's one of the things our franchisees consistently talk about that they love about the business, that even those that have been involved in other businesses or that have large service businesses, they talk about this incredible, we often describe it as the moment of wow that they have with their customer, where, you know, when Mrs. Jones walks in and sees her kitchen and she's been sick of looking at it for the last 20 years because it's just tired and outdated, and all of a sudden it looks brand new and it was done in, you know, one or two days and for much less than, you know, with what was left over, she's going to be able to get new countertops and backsplash and maybe a couple of appliances and things like that. So we have this incredible story to tell, and yet very few people are aware that this is an option for them as they're looking
right.
at, you know, doing some sort of a remodeling project. So one of our biggest opportunities is educating our potential customer, you know, and that, and Home Depot is a great partner in that, and we're learning more and more about how to kind of through mass media get that message out. So certainly just telling the story of what we have right now is a huge opportunity. We have a lot of opportunity for franchise growth, and we know that as we add more franchises, it only helps us become, you know, get more of that top of mind awareness of consumers. But we have, you know, kind of a long term vision. I do a lot of staying in touch with and being a part of understanding industry trends and where the remodeling market is headed, and we believe that just like Enhance through the technology that we've developed, the products and the processes and the equipment and the tools and things like that has filled this pretty unique niche, and we think that you know, all the trends say that instead of the 20 year, every 20 year or 15 year massive remodel, people are moving more to these kind of every 3 or 4 year decor updates and changes in the look, and people want things that are far less intrusive, much more. They want a better value. You know, they're not willing to be put out of their homes for, you know, two or their kitchens for 2 or 3 weeks. They want things that are environmentally friendly. And so Enhance fits all of those, and all of those are advancing trends in the remodeling space. And one thing that's very unique about us, as we've mentioned a few times, the parent company is named Harris Research. And, you know, if you were to come here to our facility, you would see a significant research facility with we've got a PhD chemist and a chemist that just all he does is finishes for us, and a lab with beakers and Bunsen burners and all that stuff that they do, and we continue to innovate and develop. And so we believe that there are more services, more products that will continue to develop that meet those same needs, maybe in different parts of the home, or, you know, with different surfaces, different areas in the home and outside of the home that we can continue to innovate and develop around. So long term, we want to be that the company that is innovative in that way, that we provide very unique, highly valuable, non-intrusive, environmentally friendly services to consumers.
That's fantastic. What's the best way, then, for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee or any of the services provided by you guys? Are there any websites they should go to, any numbers they should call?
Just our regular website is www.enhance.com.
Okay.
And our... we have enhancefranchise.com as well if they're just looking for information on franchises.
It's a great name for a company, by the way, too. I don't know who do you get credit for the name, Ben?
No, I don't, no.
It's a very clever name, by the way. It just has a nice ring to it, you know. It's very clever.
Thank you.
So I want to thank both of you gentlemen again for coming on the show, Ben and Rick. It was great to have you on the show as well today. And I'd really like to invite both of you guys back next year, you know, as we watch you guys continue to grow.
We'd love to be there.
Thanks so much, Ben. Thanks, Rick. And you guys have a great day today, and we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi everyone, this is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now for about a year and a half, and in that time we've gotten to interview some fantastic authors on the topic of franchising. One of my favorite books is The Franchise Times Guide to Selecting, Buying, and Owning a Franchise. It's a must-read in franchising, and that book is by Julie Bennett. And we had Julie on the show. It was about 3 to 4 months ago. She had some fantastic quotes on the topic of franchising. She spoke about the importance of following a system. She gave a great example of that. She even got into the characteristics of successful franchisees. So listen to what Julie said.
And as for the systems, there's a great story. Becky Kortjohn in the book. She's an Express Personnel franchisee in Dayton, Ohio. And she says, follow the system. If the procedures manual said to write all reports with my left hand in red ink on Monday through Wednesday, and with my right hand in black ink on Thursday and Friday, I do it. I will follow everything because it works.
That's very powerful. I mean, that really describes franchising in a nutshell, Julie.
Doesn't it?
Absolutely.
That kind of reminded me, Marty, of that... who was the client we had on? You know, was
we
that...
had, yeah, Julie, we had Liberty Tax. We had one of Liberty Tax's most successful franchisees on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically said the same thing. He said he wasn't a creative person. You know, all he wanted to do was just, you know, follow the system.
Right.
And that's why he became one of the most successful franchisees for Liberty Tax. That's all he did. He said, all I did was what they told me to do, and I achieved this great success, you know.
Yeah, he came in with the attitude. His whole attitude was like, just tell me what I have to do. Kind of like what you were just bringing up with that particular story, Julie. And that was his whole attitude. Tell me what to do. I'll do it. I'll work hard. And he's, you know, doing quite well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. It's often, if you talk to a franchisor and say, why did that franchisee fail? He'll always say, well, he didn't follow the system.
Mm. Absolutely.
Which may, of course, that may or may not be true. But.
Right, absolutely. Julie, what types of characteristics do you think make successful franchisees?
Well, you were talking about one of the big ones, which is being hardworking.
Right.
And I think that's very important. You have to be enthusiastic about the business. You have to create an excitement before the business opens.
I agree.
Have to go through your community, tell them you're opening up, and get them in there the first day.
Absolutely.
You have to be able to hire, discipline, and motivate employees. There are personality tests that franchisors give franchisee candidates.
Right.
And when I took all three, I flunked them.
<Isn't that> something?
on this very point, because they said I'd be too empathetic to my franchisee, my employees.
Right.
And they'd walk all over me.
That's
a very important point. You have to have good communication skills. You have to be talking up your franchise all the time.
Right.
You have to have a sense of humor.
Sure.
And I'll go back to Becky Courtjohn, who said that she had an angry client call her up and say, that young lady you sent over here to work is painting her toenails at our reception desk. And Becky didn't miss a beat. She said, what color?
That's great, isn't it?
Isn't that perfect?
That's
you
fantastic.
Have to roll with the punches.
Absolutely. That's great.
And also, as you said before, you have to be well capitalized.
Sure.
So many franchises have to close in that first year because they don't have the money to keep going.
True.
Yeah, I come across that every day.